Nissan with the 100% electric, no gas Nissan Leaf. Innovation for the planet, innovation for all. Details at NissanUSA.com.
WCVE Public Radio HD.
You're tuned to Morning Edition. Our telephone number is 1-800-476-8440. I see that we now have just $1,900 left to raise to push our overall fundraising goal down to below $300,000. That's great progress for 4 days and a couple of hours of fundraising. We'd love to hear from you now at 1-800-476-8440. And we'll say thanks to some callers who just reached us. Mattson from Reedville called in with a renewing membership pledge. Terrific to hear from a member and a membership pledge in the Northern Neck. Thanks to Mariska, a student and a new member of WCVE Public Radio. She says that she enjoys coming back to her abode and listening to jazz and classical music in the evening hours after a long day of studying. So thanks for that pledge. And thanks to Joanne from Dinwiddie, who called in a pledge of support to WCVE Public Radio. 1-800-476-8440 is our number. Wayne, we feature a lot of locally produced, Richmond-based and Central Virginia-originated content on WCVE Public Radio. And coming up in just a minute, Jeff Shapiro will join in that group.
He's an example of that. He joins us each Friday morning live from the booth at the Times-Dispatch to analyze the week's events in Virginia politics. Jeff's standing by. He'll be with us in just a couple of minutes.
In addition to Jeff, we feature reports regularly from Charlie Fishburne and John Ogle and Jeannie Falconer and others who contribute to the WCVE Public Radio news effort. We are proud to have a large and active news staff here working for you, and it's your contributions this morning that keep that staff strong and keep them on the job and on the beat for you. So we hope that you'll contribute to their efforts now with a pledge of financial support at 1-800-476-8440.
Keep in mind that we are your community-owned and operated public radio stations for these parts of Virginia. We're a nonprofit organization and a long-standing community institution here in the greater Richmond area. We offer in-depth news and cultural programming not available elsewhere on the radio dial, and we would encourage you to think of it as an investment in a local community institution. You know, most of the revenue that keeps us operating does come from the local area community, either from listener members like you or from our underwriting business partners. Very little comes from other sources, such as state and federal funding sources, which are steadily dwindling. So more than ever, you are the public in public radio.
And it really is, as Wayne says, an investment, because the funding that you provide for your public radio station all goes into producing and acquiring and broadcasting programs for you and for other listeners in the Capital Region, the Northern Neck, and Southside Virginia. The number to call to lend the support that is so important to keeping this program service on the air. Membership is our most vital source. It's our most important source of revenue, and we hope that you can this morning be a part of that sum of funds. The number to call is 1-800-476-8440. You may also pledge online at ideastations.org/pledge. 1-800-476-8440. Please stay tuned throughout the morning as our programming continues. We invite you to call because our volunteers will be by the telephones and waiting to take your pledge without delay. So whenever you have the opportunity and as soon as you can this morning, we hope you'll call 1-800-476-8440.
WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his weekly analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne, and hi, Bill.
Hello, Jeff.
Well, the governor had a press conference yesterday to unveil the results of the audit he wanted of the Virginia Department of Transportation, and he is accusing his predecessor's administration of mismanagement.
Correct. The governor says that the Kane administration has essentially left about $1 billion on the table. And, of course, This makes it very clear that this governor is not at all going to tolerate talk of a tax hike, not with all that cash sloshing around at VDOT. Not that House Republicans would go along with it. But it may be a first and perhaps important step by this governor to refocus the ABC privatization debate on the supposed beneficiary of ABC privatization, transportation. One would have to wonder, why would private numbers crunchers, paid about $400K to conduct this audit, find that money that private numbers crunchers perhaps couldn't? And I wonder if it has to do with the fact that, you know, government guys didn't necessarily overlook this. They just look at this money differently. So this is, for example, supposed to be a lot of reserve, just in case sort of cash. But it's money that the governor nonetheless would like to spend, about $800 million of nearly a billion.
Well, as you indicated, the governor's plan to sell off the liquor stores and privatize the retail liquor sales in Virginia may be affected by this because the beneficiary, as you said, was supposed to be the transportation needs. And furthermore, the whole issue of privatizing ABC sales has not gained much traction in the General Assembly, even in the governor's own party.
That is a point that needs to be underscored. He's having a real problem with the Republicans who control the House of Delegates. Lacey Putney, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, said this week the governor's hunting for votes that just don't exist. And more Republicans are publicly knocking this version of the plan. Now, the problem here is that it's $22 million, or it generates $22 million less than the status quo. And most Republicans have said that they're not going to go along with anything that is even a dollar short. So McDonald is now scrambling to close that hole, and it looks like he may have to push for higher taxes at the wholesale level. So stay tuned. But I think all of this fundamentally spotlights a dilemma for the governor. I mean, he sees privatizing ABC as a way to shrink government, choke off the flow of cash to the state. But on the other hand, he's just as happy spending money, and a lot of it, just as a Democrat would be. And I think Bob McDonald knows that if a governor doesn't have cash, he can't build monuments to himself. And in McDonald's mind, that means there's not going to be much of a legacy.
There continues to be fallout from the great computer failure of a few weeks ago. Not only were many citizens inconvenienced, but we now know that there was a financial penalty paid by the state agencies that were affected.
Yes, Peter Bakay reporting on page one of the Times-Dispatch this morning that the bill at DMV for that outage is at least $1.2 million. This is perhaps a figure we will be seeing elsewhere at other agencies, maybe not as high, perhaps even larger. The administration is asking agencies for a financial accounting. The impact on time, business loss, productivity of that week-long outage. And, of course, this only calls attention to this continuing headache, not just for agencies, but for Northrop Grumman, which had been hired to provide computer services to the state under the biggest ever, richest ever, privatization contract.
Traditionally, when the lieutenant governorship and the attorney generalship are held by members of the same party, they're both considered future gubernatorial candidates, and usually the one that's been in office longer steps aside for the other, but we're getting hints that Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli may take on Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling for the Republican nomination next time.
Ken Cuccinelli is certainly not a traditional political figure, hinting this week that perhaps he will change his mind and take on Bowling for the 2013 gubernatorial nomination of the Republican Party. One wonders if this is a signal that Cuccinelli perhaps sees Bowling, who is comporting himself as the next in line, the McDonald loyalist, as weak. But Cuccinelli has said that his plan all along has been to run for re-election. However, he knows history is not necessarily kind to attorneys general who run for re-election. Keep in mind Mary Sue Terry, who was twice elected, and then got clobbered by George Allen. And, of course, that Allen victory, a big Allen victory in 93, portended the national anti-Clinton backlash that lifted Newt Gingrich and his crowd to power in the Congress in 1994.
Almost a minute, or let's say 40 seconds to go, Jeff, this morning. We had a, was it a surprise announcement in the 5th Congressional District race where the NRA has endorsed the incumbent Democrat?
Yes, and the NRA says it's in the business of supporting incumbents. Though a liberal Democrat, this is a real head-scratcher. I guess the news here is that it was announced by Robert Hurt, the Republican nominee. Presumably, Robert Hurt is trying to take the edge off of what would be a bit of bad news for a candidate running in a rural, gun rights-oriented district.
Okay, time's gone for today, so we'll put it off until next Friday morning. And possibly, hopefully, we'll be back at our usual time of 8:33.
See you then.
Okay. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro at the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
It's fundraising time at WCVE Public Radio. Thanks to you for calling in your membership pledge at 1-800-476-8440. If you happen to pledge online, we appreciate that support as well. The way to pledge online is ideastations.org/pledge. We want to say thanks to Lisa and Zach and to Thomas from Richmond. We heard from Ann and from Ruth. Thanks for your call. And we heard from Sarah. She says that she listens to public radio while waiting in line at Sabbath at Stony Point to drop off her child for school. And she says all the parents are listening to WCVE while waiting in line. And she says they all should pledge. So thanks, Sarah, for that call, and thanks for that encouragement. We'll look forward to hearing from your fellow parents at the school this morning, 1-800-476-8440. Happy to recognize another new member of WCVE Public Radio. That's Allison from Richmond, and Allison's call helped to drive our amount to raise this morning down to $301,570. We've had kind of a little informal goal going of reaching, of getting ourselves down below $300,000 to raise on the entire campaign. Now we have just $1,500 to go. So if you can call and make a pledge now, just a few calls will help us bring in that next $1,500, and we'll be well on our way to a strong day of fundraising for a Friday on WCVE Public Radio. 1-800-476-8440. Wayne, we continue to offer for members who are able to pledge at the $1 a day membership level the WCVE HD radio.
Well, you've been hearing a lot about HD radio. And if you don't have an HD receiver yet, here's a chance to get one and become a member of Public Radio and support our programming service at the same time. As a thank you gift, we will send you a little portable HD radio on which you could hear the current signal, which we call HD1, but in a higher quality sound. It's known as CD sound or high definition sound. You could also get our separate programming service, which we call WCVE News Talk HD2. We call it that because it's all talk programming of one kind or another from various programming sources, both domestically and abroad, such as the BBC. And you'll be able to hear that in that high definition sound as well when you acquire this little HD radio, I should say, and you can hear both HD1 and HD2 on it. Thank you gift at the $365 level.
And we should probably mention the number to call briefly is 1-800-476-8440. But it's an HD radio that will work with any HD channel that you're able to receive. So there are several broadcasters in Richmond who have adopted HD radio technology in addition to WCVE HD1 and WCVE News and Talk HD2. Lots of broadcasters around the country have adopted HD radio technology. So while you're in Richmond, you may well choose only to listen to WCVE HD1 and WCVE News Talk HD2. If you travel around the country, you'll be able to listen to other HD radio services and HD2 radio services from other broadcasters. So it's a great new technology that we fully support. It's technology that's supported and encouraged by National Public Radio. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, we think public broadcasters are really taking the lead on the new digital radio technology across the country, and we're proud to be one of them. So, HD Radio, yours with our thanks if you can pledge at the $365 membership level. But whatever level you can choose, it's important for you really to be able to decide how much you'd like to pledge to support public radio, how significant this service is in your life, and how you'd like to pay for the pledge. You can use a credit card or debit card. You can set up installment plans or just simply send us a check in the mail. We're delighted to receive your pledge at whatever level and your payment using whichever method is most convenient for you. 1-800-476-8440. We're just $1,500 away from breaking that $300 threshold, and we hope you'll help us do that this morning with a call to 1-800-476-8440.
The work done at the VCU Medical Center's stroke program has been recognized by the American Heart Association's American Stroke Association. Here's a special report from WCVE special correspondent John Ogle, a Science Matters report from WCVE News.
VCU received both Gold and Gold Plus Performance Achievement Awards.
The American Heart Association